Excuse me, this is the operator. I would like to inform everyone today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Michael Gehr. I'm a product manager for TPM for OS deployment and TPM for images. We're going to review these products today. Let's move to slide 2. First, I'm going to give you a little bit of service management context. So we're all familiar with visibility, control, and automation. But just to recap, across the Tivoli portfolio, it's important to be able to see what IT events will impact your business. It's also important to efficiently manage your IT business services, improve quality, and reduce risk. And finally, it's important to have the automation that allows you to take the action to align both your IT and business goals. We look at slide 3. Across Tivoli, we have a unique differentiator in our Tivoli process automation engine that provides a common data model for our higher level service management solutions. If we focus in on the provisioning family of solutions on slide 4, you'll see that the Tivoli process automation engine provides the ability to link both human process workflow and underlying automation together to deliver services. Within the provisioning family, we have TPM. We have TPM for software distribution. We have TPM for images and TPM for OS deployment. Slide 5, if we look at the virtual image management market and trends, in 2009 alone, both Gartner and IDC believe that the virtual server management market is over $1 billion. Will be over $1 billion. If we look at customers adopting virtual image management technologies, they're doing this primarily to solve a couple of key issues. One is server utilization. Most servers in data center environments run about 30% utilization. By leveraging virtual management technologies, they can boost that utilization upwards of 80+%. In addition, most organizations have challenges where they are moving from a test or development environment where they might be running on virtual machines into a production environment where they need to run on physical machines. There's also the challenge with the number of and types of physical and virtual systems out there. We're all familiar with the heterogeneous environment for physical systems, and in most cases, while customers are using one virtual management technology, we're increasingly seeing that they are testing out or working with a number of different hypervisor technologies. This just compounds the issue of complexity. Along with virtualization technologies, of course, there's some other unique challenges. If we think about the number of images that they have to maintain and manage in their environment, the introduction of virtual technologies, again, compounds that issue. And in many organizations, they are looking for a way to move or rebalance workloads across physical and virtual systems. In slide 6, if we look at our image management strategy, we're offering a way for customers to evolve through a stack of capabilities, through a stack of capabilities and associated value. If we start at the bottom here, there's a need to analyze, optimize, and create virtual images across physical, across the data center environment. Once customers have determined where they need to move their images to, there's a need to then store and version control all of those images. As we move up to the next layer, customers would be interested in centralizing and standardizing all of their images or federating their images across the data center environment. And we know that they would be very interested in a solution that would allow them to deploy and manage complex stacks of software, including web, app, and DB layers. And then at the top layer, there's the need to orchestrate image management to deliver services across the enterprise. We have solutions in each of these areas, and we'll talk about these in a moment. Slide 7. If we look at our traditional customer base, we all know that there's a significant division between both the data center and distributed organizations. They do much of the same tasks with their systems. However, what is common for both of them is the need to manage images, physical and virtual images, across their environment. More on their business needs on slide 8. These are common business needs across both of these environments. We're all familiar with the need to provide rapid deployment of operating systems to target systems. But as we deal with the challenge of image sprawl or the number of images, they need to also consider how they minimize impact to their network and storage environments as well. They're all focused on improving server utilization through the use, typically, of virtual management technologies. They need to control image sprawl by standardizing and centralizing all of their images. There's also a need, of course, to manage and maintain the offline images, that is, to keep them patched and up to date. You can imagine thousands of virtual images out there that may not have the latest virus updates. That's a challenge and can cause great disruption to the business. There is a need to automate workload migration between physical and virtual servers. Again, between the development and test and production environments. And as hypervisor, as virtualization vendors work out additional differentiators for their solutions. They charge more and more for their virtualization technologies, and customers are looking elsewhere. They're looking at alternatives, so it's important to avoid vendor lock-in. On slide 9, you'll see that we recently announced Tivoli Provisioning Manager for Images. This is a new chargeable component. It offers all of TPM for OSD's functionality plus virtual image management. It's available as a standalone package, but it's also available as an upgrade to TPM for OS deployment. And it's available as an upgrade, as an embedded component of Tivoli Provisioning Manager. And what it offers really is a unified physical and virtual image management for your heterogeneous systems. It includes the automated bare metal operating system deployment, hardware-independent imaging, and virtual management, all from a single, easy-to-use console. Slide 10 is a build, so you should watch that in screen show mode. If we look at the life cycle for image management, you'll note that at the core we have image provisioning and repurposing. This is physical and virtual images I'm talking about here. If we look at the life cycle, which typically includes the build, deploy, and manage elements, there's a number of capabilities that are important. Things like software maintenance, license management, asset and inventory management, network and security elements. You click once, you'll see that at the inner layer here, at the core of all of this, is TPM for images. It offers the ability to capture basic hardware information, to capture operating system images, to convert those images. It also offers, in the deploy life cycle area, the ability to deploy simple applications or utilities as part of the operating system. In the manage area. It offers the ability to discover and store both physical and virtual images in a single repository. It allows you to browse the contents of those images. Imagine with all of those hundreds or thousands of images in an enterprise, they're all essentially black boxes, so the ability to simply view the contents of those images is of great value. EPM for Images already focuses a little bit on offline image editing, but it will continue to focus on that in the future. So you can change minor configuration settings. You could patch the operating system with new hotfixes, etc. If you click once more, you'll see that TPM and TPM for Software add additional capabilities under the lifecycle. These are all highlighted in blue. Under physical image management, where we have the need to do a bare metal deploy, a redeploy, or an upgrade, TPM includes TPM for OS deployment as part of the base package. For virtual image management, where we wish to discover, import, backup, save, convert, etc., virtual images, TPM for Images is offered as a chargeable upgrade. And really a key differentiator here to help simplify the thought process for where TPM comes into image management is to look at complex application installation configuration. This is really where TPM will focus a lot of its efforts. On slide 11, you'll see what we call our image management reference architecture. And there's a number of capabilities in the middle there that are worth looking at. On the right-hand side, you'll see that at the bottom layer, we have base image management, which is really a single UI for physical and virtual image management. Then at the next layer, we have the design and build area, where customers will be expected to deploy multi-tiered applications, get the right configuration, and then be able to store that configuration and redeploy it later. Finally, at the top layer, this is really just about defining the services. Once that's done, the underlying automation can perform the necessary tasks to deliver the services. This is another build slide, so if you click once, you'll see that TPM for Images belongs at the base or foundational layer. TPM is at the next layer, and Tivoli Service Automation Manager delivers automated service management. There are a number of, on slide 12, there are a number of common image management scenarios. We're all familiar with most of these, 1 through 7. The bare metal new machine install is the oldest and most common operation. One that's become more prevalent is user state migration, especially with the pending Windows 2007 upgrade. Physical to virtual migration is something, again, that has been brought up as an important point as part of server consolidation exercises. And we have a number of new image management scenarios. Customers are looking for a way to have a single interface to store and view both physical and virtual images. They're looking for a way to patch and maintain their physical and virtual images in a similar manner. And of course, they want to minimize or reduce storage costs by optimizing the storage of their images. So how does TPM for Images solve our customer needs? If we look at slide 13, TPM for Images provides discovery of virtual machine instances and dormant images across hypervisor technologies. It supports all of the image formats, and it provides a consolidated view or image browser of both physical and virtual systems. In terms of storing those images, TPM for Images has an efficient block-based repository for virtual images and an efficient repository for file-based or physical images. We've introduced or created a new technology that's currently under patent called Smart Sector Mode Capture. And what this does with the hypervisor is provides a means to capture an existing image, to defrag that image and remove all the temporary files, greatly reducing the size of the stored image. CPM for images also provides the ability to minimize the impact to your network when deploying images, both physical and virtual. It does this by sending only the delta differences once an image is deployed. CPM for OFD's core capabilities of universal image and driver injection really enable TPM for image to do any kind of migration process. So we can recognize variations in hardware or variations in hypervisor and inject the appropriate drivers to run a single image in many different physical or virtual environments. TPM for images provides an intuitive interface. This is like OS deployment, it's a rather unique product in our portfolio. It's very small in size. It deploys in less than 5 minutes, and it is a very intuitive user interface. TPM for images offers the capability to patch images, both physical and virtual. And it's really, and it's not, it doesn't, it's not really a patch management tool per se, but it enables patch management. So when we combine TPM for images with TPM or TPM for software, we can install hot fixes or patches, we can add new files to an existing image, or we can modify them. TPM for images is hypervisor independent, and it's a key component for our IBM service management strategy. Slide 14, you'll see how we package TPM for OS deployment and TPM for images. You'll see that, again, we have a progression of capabilities. Starting with heterogeneous OS deployment management, we have TPM for OS deployment. At the image management layer, we have TPM for images, which includes all of TPM for OSD's capabilities. At the resource provisioning configuration management layer, we have TPM, which ships with TPM for OS deployment and the base price of TPM. Customers can choose to upgrade to TPM for images as an embedded component of TPM. And then at the IT service delivery layer, both TSAM and CloudBurst will include TPM, TPM for images, and TPM for OS deployment as part of their base pricing. On slide 15, just a recap of some of the key features TPM for OS deployment. It offers, again, a very quick and easy-to-use interface. It is a hierarchical and scalable design, so it supports a master-slave configuration for distributed environments. It offers multiple installation methods, including cloning and native install. A driver injection we've already mentioned. We can also configure operating system parameters as part of the OS deployment. It has two kinds of distribution mechanisms, unicast, the traditional method, and join in anytime multicast for large-scale distributions. It offers the same process across multiple environments, and you can deploy only delta images or delta changes between images between the slave boot servers as required. As of August 21st, 2009, TPM for OS deployment 7.1.1 was released. It offers enhanced Windows PE-based deployments. This is a more reliable method of deploying operating systems than the traditional Pixie boot. In utilizing this methodology, we reduce hardware dependencies and improve image portability. We've offered a number of other enhancements around security, platform support, and new in this release is the ability to use a USB device or a CD to boot using either WinPE or MCP Linux and perform a network-based provisioning without the prerequisite for DHCP or Pixie. Slide 17, we have the key features of TPM for Images 7.1.1. We've gone over a few of these, but again, it covers the a great range of virtual management technologies, or capabilities, I should say, from discovering the virtual system images to capturing, storing them, editing the images, converting them, and then redeploying them. Something that's important here, going to be increasingly important, is the open virtualization format, which is an open source standard. Many corporations are participating in the development of this standard, and TPM for Images already supports the first iteration of OBF, the 7.1.1 release. Slide 18 just recaps some of the business value of TPM for OS deployment and TPM for Images. And I won't go over all of these. You can look at them yourself, but they're there for your reference. On slide 19, this is just a slide to illustrate the fact that with TPM for Images, which again includes all of OSD's capabilities, we now have the ability to discover, inventory, and capture physical and virtual machines. We can configure and customize those images. Then we can deploy those to physical or virtual machine environments. We look at slide 20. What we've done here is developed a set of use cases starting at the bottom layer. We have TPM for Images, which allows for flexible, rapid and flexible deployment of virtual images and software stacks. Starting with composite or complex application deployments, TPM comes into the picture. It's also going to specialize in federating image repositories across the enterprise in a scalable manner. And then when we, as we move up the stack again towards the bottom of the slide, you'll see that Tivoli Service Automation Manager comes into the picture. And this is really truly about automated service delivery. Our future roadmap is very much under construction at this point because we're in the middle of fall planning. But you can expect that TPM for Images will continue to focus on offline image, managed image editing capabilities. It will also focus on multi-platform support. Today, it's the TPM for Images capability really just covers x86 hypervisors, but we're looking to introduce PNZ support in the future. And it will continue to focus also on scalability. For massive deployments across the enterprise. If you need some more information on these products, we've got contacts or resources on slide 22. Please feel free to reach out to me, Michael Gehr, for additional information. You can also contact your sales enablement organization if you wish. You will see in the very near future, an online demonstration that will cover capabilities of both TPM for images and OS deployment, and that should be out in the next week or two. Thank you very much for your time.